I feel like Foyer, I feel like in an era of accountability where everybody can see what you talk about on the internet and things like that, and stuff can be found, I think maybe we kind of owe Craig Breslow a little bit of an apology. I think he kind of gets a bit of an attaboy today because
I did not think
that the Red Sox would be this invested into improving this team, and the deal that they swung late to get Luis Garcia from the Angels. Here's the thing. They didn't get a superstar player.
Yep.
They didn't get anyone that fixes their issues long-term, let's say. Maybe the kid they got from the Pirates could end up being a young back end of the rotation guy, and they can flirt with that next year. They needed bullpen help. They got bullpen help. They needed a starter. It wasn't the best starter. It was the cheapest way to get a starter. But nevertheless, they still got one in Paxton, who didn't look great last night. And they didn't get the best right-handed bat. It was a little odd in getting a catcher. But when you clip Reese McGuire and, you know, tell him to go hit the parking lot, and you bring in, what's the guy's name here? Danny Jansen. They did add a right-handed bat. They did add a pitcher. But really, it was the bullpen arms that was arguably, after that right-handed bat, the biggest need. And Breslow, it looks like, did a decent job of giving Alex Cora options for the rest of the year.
I'm glad you said attaboy, because if anyone who's played sports, I think that kind of is like a coach's phrase for, like, you weren't, it wasn't spectacular. But you know what? Attaboy. Good job. Like, you did what I told you to do. It wasn't, you know, a glamour shots.
No. Right? He stayed within budget.
You know, he picked a lane. He stayed within budget. Attaboy.
You know what?
And look at you.
And there was another little thing in there of Breslow in terms of some of the guys that were traded yesterday for the relievers. In reading on this, and I think it was in the Jen McCaffrey piece in The Athletic. The Red Sox parted with five prospects in two deals, three of whom are Rule 5 eligible this winter. Now, I know we'll pause down for a second. The Rule 5 draft can give you a big old fruity whip headache, but you hear it all the time every year of, well, the Red Sox lost this guy in the Rule 5 draft. Well, this past winter, because the Red Sox did not trade any Rule 5 eligible players last summer, they lost seven pitchers in the Rule 5 draft. So some of these guys that might get plucked by other teams anyway were included in two of these deals. And, you know, when we look into the whole asset management, what you have in the minors, what you can flip away, some of these dudes they got traded away, might only be with their current organization for just a couple of months until this Rule 5 draft. So at least Breslow was slick on that end in trading away some people that might get plucked out of your organization to begin with.
Yeah, I would say that he did exactly what he was supposed to do.
I kind of agree because I don't think you and I went in with delusions of grandeur that Craig Breslow was going to swing the big stick make the biggest trade of the offseason.
He doesn't need to.
Trade deadline.
You know, even when you talk about, like, he didn't, like, overspend, even with Sims. He was making $2.8 million. The Red Sox are on the hook for $921,000 of his salary, right? He's a rental, right? He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Garcia from the Angels.
37.
So he was making $4.25 million, and they got to pay him $1.39 million. He's a rental also. So it's a short-term rental for an obvious need. Because the bullpen wasn't just getting just embarrassed. Like, it's been a horrible July.
Like 6.66 ERA something like
so
that.
So it was like an obvious need. It was an obvious need where, hell, man, listen, like, I can coach up, as good as anybody if I'm Cora. But I need bodies. I need bodies. I need realistic pros.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I can work with Garcia. I can work with Sims. But I can't work with the randos that you're just throwing out there. Just, you know, and that's supposed to kind of make up the difference.
Need some professional pitchers in here.
Yeah, I need some adults in the room. So, yeah, I think that it is weird, though. It's like, you know, Breslow just did what he was supposed to do. And he's going to get massively applauded for it, which to me, it's, it's an attaboy. It's all it is.
Here's
nothing
what it
crazy.
Is.
It's a tangible asset that is that you actually need to do your job.
Well, but I think going into the deadline, though, there was a thought of, okay, what is Craig Breslow? Is he nothing more than an empty suit in the organization? Is he the guy that, you know, landed in the right spot at the right time to get the job? I even used the word feckless. There were times where I thought he came across as really just a guy who was in between the people who were making the decisions and talking in the organization and then maybe going out and telling him what to do. But this does show there is at least the ability to make deals there. It does show that maybe the guy did pick a lane. Maybe in the end, Craig Breslow was in the lane we wanted him to be in. It just took until the trade deadline and 6 o'clock yesterday before the moves all started to be made. I mean, hell, they made that Luis Garcia deal. I think it was like 5 minutes before the deadline was
up. Yeah, it was like at 5:55.
That's real negotiating.
I'm with you.
That is at least a set. In a world that we were living in where we wanted to really invest in the Red Sox and think, okay, maybe they can do this. The general manager at times was kind of holding you back because you wondered, what is this guy really all about? And then they re-sign Cora, and then they go get some arms, and now things feel different over there, even if just from a management level standpoint.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because, like, the whole deadline word is there are never any moves that are made that happen at the deadline. Like, as the curtain is closing, you're like, let me get through this. It's like, no, it never happens.
If it does, just quickly, it's never normally the biggest player on the market.
Yeah, no, even like the other teams, even with for the Red Sox, you know, some of these deals were done, you know, days ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at other teams that the Red Sox are going to be, you know, competing against, the Orioles, the Guardians, you know, Seattle, the Yankees, a lot of their moves were made, they weren't made yesterday. These are guys that Arozarena was playing for Seattle. Like, that
correct.
Was an addition, and this wasn't a trade deadline, you know, last minute type of thing. So all those guys are actually playing. Jansen played for the Sox the other day and had a bunch of hits, played well. So at least Cora can't use the whole thing where, you know, it's not that we got bad, is that other people, other teams that we were competing against made moves and got better. Like this isn't the last couple years where there's been this massive hole and you just cannot keep up because you don't have adults. You just don't have pros. And none of these guys have this massive amount of upside. Like, at least most of them, there are. Like, Priester's young. He's super young.
Right.
He's got some, you know, we'll see what happens with him.
And that felt like more of a trade of opportunity because you flipped Nick York, who felt like he was kind of blocked in the organization or at least had maybe hit a wall. Same for this Priester kid, you know, with the pile. Like, Paul Skeens has come along and blown by everybody in the high speed lane, as he should have, given where he was drafted and the bonus and how good the guy is. But there were some, you know, thoughts down there in Pittsburgh that you get Skeens, you got young guys in the organization like this Priester kid. Hey, maybe you can build something, and then they flip them the hell out of here.
And more importantly, okay, Cora has sent the message to the players, this is good enough.
Yeah.
He said it. Like, I don't know what he said. Like, I like this team, or I don't know, Nick, if you have
no,
that.
No, we have. Okay. Yeah, no.
I thought this was important.
Yeah, here is Cora reacting to everything done at the deadline.
I feel really good. I think the bullpen is going to be in a good place, obviously, waiting for guys to get healthy. By the way, Tristan DH. He didn't play first. He's playing first tomorrow. I'm all over the place. Two good arms, obviously different. Hard-throwing sinker bowler. The other one cuts the ball and sweeps it, you know, on Lucas. And when healthy, you know, and obviously we have to be patient. But where we at right now, I feel comfortable that, you know, we can show up tomorrow and over the weekend and in Kansas City and have the right guys, you know, for certain spots. And obviously when Marty and Slade come back, you know, we're going to be a lot better.
So here's the thing. I would love to. I wish I would have thought about this, but literally just hit me. I wish I could have compare and contrast the last two trade deadlines press conference with Cora, because I think he legitimately believes I feel good. Yeah, I can win with this. I can do something with this. I don't have to create some silly, like, internal, you know, underdog, meme.
And, no gimmicks needed?
No gimmicks needed. Yeah, I feel like he sincerely is like, okay, this is a good start. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you. This is you said you would do this before you signed me. This is why I signed. Okay, and you came through. So this relationship from Breslow and Cora has just been strengthened with, hey, I told you I would do this. I did. It took me to the last minute, but I kept trying to add so you could do your job. Chaim Bloom did not give him any resources so he can do his job. I mean, there was bits and pieces, but it was almost like a throwing and a quit bitching. You know, just eat your porridge. Like that whole mentality. Like, shut up and eat your food. But there's maggots in my porridge, Ma. Like, what the hell?
I'm with a texter who just sent in to 37937. And good morning to the Twitchers as well. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Follow WEEI on Twitch. You can watch us do the show or listen on the Odyssey app. The 508, even though the Red Sox didn't make any real, and then put in quotes, big splash moves, they did more than I expected them to do at the deadline. And I wonder if that's where some people land today at 617-779-7937. Did they do more than you thought, or did they?
Body-wise, yeah. I feel like they all, I mean, as far as the overall body count, as far as players?
No, but, I mean, did they improve the team the way you thought they would at the deadline?
Yes, absolutely. I did not. I thought they would actually go out there and find bodies, find players. I didn't think they were going to overspend. I didn't think they're, like, I guess you can look at all the prospects that they traded. You mentioned the Rule 5 draft. I don't think they mortgaged the future. That's another little phrase that's always thrown around. Well, I want them to improve, but I don't want them to mortgage the future and the prospects. And the prospects, like hoarding these guys that are 19 and double-A ball and nobody knows anything about them. So, no, am I going to give them a gold star? Like when I was being graded in the NFL, is you would get an attaboy for doing what you were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get a plus-plus. This wasn't a plus-plus play. He did what he was supposed to do. Attaboy, good job. Hey, I wrote him up on the board, blocked the end, do an out route, catch the ball. Hey, attaboy. I think I can build with this. I can work with this. And Cora, I think Cora and Breslow both know that it's not the time to go all nuts. It's not that time, right? They're not ready for it.
Oh, yeah. They're not so close that they're just one big fish away. No, absolutely not.
You're wasting your money.
They get deeper is really what it is. You know, they've been winning with depth this year, and they got deeper. But they did add more than I thought. Because once they got Paxton for a bargain, that's where I'm like, okay, they're just going to go the cheapo route. And then you end up hearing that Danny Jansen comes in, but you ship McGuire off the roster. So you improved at that spot. You improved at the backup catcher spot. But did you really bring in that kind of impact bat? Turns out there weren't a ton of impact bats that were out there. And if so, the cost was too high. And, you know, Rosarena was never going to get traded here. He was never going to get traded here within the division. So I don't even have any, you know, I'm not even going to fool myself on that end. But I think they went out and did a better job than I thought. And maybe it's the power of low expectations. You know, set the bar low, you'll always overachieve type thing.
Yeah, but I would even say there's a gold star for doing for somebody who is not even low expectations. This is what I expected for me.
Well,
I expected them to do this.
And we're getting a lot of people on text, and a couple people have sent this in, and even in the Twitch chat as well, that they made room for the big guys, the big three, the hot prospects, let's say, in the Red Sox organization to be able to move up to AAA, which means you're a step away from them coming up to the big league roster. So if you look at it from a pure player development standpoint, they added for this year, but they made some room for those kids to kind of take the next step because ultimately they're going to have a chance to maybe win a roster spot next year. Who in the world knows, depending on what these kids do whenever they end up getting promoted. So there was some kind of long-term thought that went into this as well. But in terms of the big league roster, I think you make a great point. Last couple of years, it feels like Cora's just kind of farted into the microphone at the trade deadline and then turned around and walked out of the room because he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And yet, yesterday there was the stamp of approval.